Good morning. Our first presentation will be the case law update, part one. Our speaker is Professor Owen Anderson. He's a distinguished oil and gas scholar at the School of Law and co-academic director of the K. Bailey Hutchinson Energy Center at the University of Texas at Austin. He has served as an international legal advisor for petroleum issues in the Commercial Law Development Program in the United States Department of Congress. He has lectured at numerous universities and seminars throughout the United States and in over 25 countries and in six continents. He has authorized and co-authored over 100 articles, several books, and treatises. He has numerous recommendations, and if I were to start into them, it would chew into probably most of his speaking time. So would you please join me in welcoming Professor Anderson.
Well, good morning. I'm going to move this down here, I think. I have a few notes because when you do all these cases that bounce around from subject matter to subject matter, I don't want to spend too much time on any one case for fear that I'll run out of time. I, of course, will only talk about some of the cases. There's a 90-page paper or something like that in the written materials. My slides will begin with an indication of the page number where the case is actually briefed in the paper. I mean, I wouldn't recommend you skip around through that paper. It's all it is a case brief, so you probably just pay attention to the slides. But I'll tell you about the cases as we go through the slides. And I'm going to begin with the Supreme Court of Texas cases with an occasional smattering of related Court of Appeals cases so that we kind of stick to the subject matter. And then in the second part this morning, I'll talk about some of the Court of Appeals cases and some federal cases as well. So we'll begin here with just a little bit of shameless commerce about the KBH Center. We've expanded the KBH Center again. We keep expanding it almost every year, so we now have four colleges that participate in it. Besides the law school and McCombs Business School, we have the Cockrell School of Engineering and the Jackson School of Geosciences. So, and of course, as usual, we get mixed up with other events. So tomorrow we've got a big KBH event in Austin. Tonight I've got to get back to a Texas Oil and Gas Journal event, so I'm not going to be able to stick around for the program. I would like to be able to do that, but I have to be back in Austin. Just a little disclaimer here that I'm not representing the KBH Center. I'm just offering you my own opinions. So we'll begin with the Supreme Court of Texas cases that I like to call the Scott cases. And ConocoPhillips versus Hunn involves a stipulation of interest where they determined that the stipulation converted what was an unambiguous fixed royalty in the deeds to a floating royalty. So the key holding here is that this is the stipulation of interest. There's also an oil and gas lease ratification, which the ratification allowed ConocoPhillips to pool the royalty interest. So that's, of course, a standard thing, nothing odd about that or unusual. But they did say that the lease ratification did not change the royalty from fixed to floating. That was done by the stipulation of interest. So what happens in this case is that Hans convey acreage to the Gipps parties, reserving a fixed 1/8 NPRI. They then conveyed an oil and gas lease to ConocoPhillips, the Gipps did, and they reserved a 1/4 lease royalty, and that lease contained the pooling clause. So at the request of ConocoPhillips, Hahn ratifies the lease, which of course allows them to pool the royalty interest, and then again at the request of ConocoPhillips.